Okay, so we were up to the Gemara now trying to prove the point that there might be a distinction between someone who's a guest, right, who can trust his host, and a case in which someone wants to trust a seller of food. So how do we know there's a difference? So lo chein tani, didn't we learn the following brayta that haneman ala taharot, that if someone is believed by taharot, of keeping the laws of tahara, neman ala masrot. So taharot was more demanding, right? There were plenty of people who kept halacha, but they weren't makbid on all the chumra of taharot, all the halacha of taharot. They wouldn't eat chulin b'taharot, which you don't technically have to. So chumrot and halachot. But if they are neman on taharot, then they're automatically neman on masrot because it's more demanding. Utanita Rabbiana Birishmal Vamar Ahada de Tema Bimitareyach Etzlo. That this automatic assumption is only when you're eating by that person. Avol Birabim Eino Neemon. But when we're talking about a public context, he is not believed Achi Kabel Allah Birabim. Right? In order for him to be believed for public contexts, he needs a formal Kabbalah as the status of a chaver, v'cha birabim anan kayamin, and we're dealing with a baker. So the baker is in public. Now, interestingly, here, as I said, I said it's about selling. It's not really about selling. It's about public versus private. And like I said, that some of these questions, in terms of why do we need industrial kashrut, some of them rely on the Rush's notion that in a public context, we care more about... When there's money involved, we're more machmir. But there are also some of them of Farshim Shuz Malcho and others who say that no, the reason is simply that we're dealing with a community, we have higher standards. Right? It worries us more. It's one thing for you to choose to eat by somebody and them to be chashud. It's another thing for the community to rely on it. We have a more stringent, more demanding standard for communities. Now, in this case, it happens to be that the person who's in the public sphere is also selling it. But one could argue that it's more about the public than the selling, but it happens to be we have both aspects here, which is, in that sense, I think, important. Okay. So Gemara says, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Shammai, B'shem Rabbi Acha. So Rabbi Avin quotes, Shamala min Batra. Let's go to the following Mishnah, which says as follows: I wrote, "Lafrish truma utrumat maaser kachad." If someone wants to separate truma and trumat maaser at the same time, so how much is that going to be? Yes, right. Yes, that's right. Very good. It's right. Truma is 2%. More or less, right? Meaning, midaraita chita achad poter dakri. And as we talked about, that might only be the mitzvah of afrasha, but not the mitzvah of netina. It might be more than that. Fine. Then, but on average, how much are people supposed to give? So Chazal said three amounts. If you're a normal person, you give a 50th, 2%. If you are ayin tova, you give 2.5%, 1/40th. And if you're ayin ra, you give 1.6%. You give a 60th. And trumat maaser is you take the remaining 9.8%. Right, and you take a tenth, which is what Maaser Rishon is going to be, and you take a tenth of that, right? So it's 0.98. So more or less, if we're dealing with someone who's giving 2%, so it's 2% plus 0.98%, you're talking about 3%, about a 33rd, right? More or less. Kamade Tamar, Tamon Chutzmer Eli Kadesh L'Shem Truma. So what do we say there? So the continuing in the Mishnah is that what you do is you take one part, right, one 33rd and a third, mean what, right, from it, and then you're mafresh it, and you say that which is next to it is, right, you have, this is true what you do, and that which is next to it is my serishon, and within that it's 1%, and then you have, right, that truma in place. So there we say it's 1/100th of what is left, right? Not a full percent, but a percent But really 0.98%, because it's a tenth of what is remaining in your maaser, which shows you that truma itself is excluded. Right there, it is obvious that when we say it's going to be truma and maaser, what we mean is excluding that which was already called truma. So maybe you come back to our Mishnah and say that even though it says, it's not saying that you give challah from the demai, it's saying two different things. You give the challah and then you give, right? Meaning you're excluding that. Just like in there, the assumption is that you're not giving trumat maaser from the truma. So here, you're not giving challah, a demai from the challah. Right? What it's telling you to do is two separate things, to separate maaser from the entire loaf, and to separate maaser of that which would be left after the challah. So now the Gemara says, okay, taninan challah bein rishon l'sheni. The Mishnah says that you have to, mentions challah, right, when, between maaser rishon and sheni, where the Mishnah's order that it mentions is maaser rishon, challah, maaser sheni. What's the problem? As we've already seen, there is a rule that you have to give trumot and maaserot in order. So why would it make sense? Does this order, is it miduyak? In which case, the order is truma maaser rishon, challah, maaser sheni. Is that right? Why would you do that? It doesn't seem to be that it should be that. Why wouldn't it? Right? And why shouldn't it be that way? Because what is challah compared to truma? And if that's the case, when should it have been? At the beginning. So answer one, Rav Yonah v'shem Rav Zeira, Zodo mered challah in v'mishum bal ta'acher. So first possibility is that even though it has the status of truma, it is excluded from the rules of order. Right? Even though there's an isser to give the truma to maaser in order, it is outside of that rubric, which is a very interesting claim. Right? Conceptually, that seems to be telling you that even though it has the status of truma, challah is not from the same continuum. Second possibility is Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rezeira, Ein Mishnah Amura Ala Seder. No, it does have to be given in order. It's just that our Mishnah is not in order. Right? You have to give it in order, but the Mishnah is not in order. So the Gemara says, V'lo b'damainan kayamin. What are you talking about? The assumption that you're saying here is that there's order, except we're talking about demai, and we said, even though there's an order by Vadai, there is no order by demai. Lo demai kan even lo kein amar Rebbe ba braid the Rebchia b'shem Rav Yochanan matnita b'demai ha bivadai lo. Right, because we said in Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet that when you give things out of order by demai ain bikach klum, it's not a problem at all. So Tanur Rebchia af bivadai. Our Mishnah is primarily talking about demai, but also relates to Vadai Tevel, and Alei Rabbi Yonah b'shem Rabbi Zera Amar Zod Omer Chala in Mishum Tachar. Once you've assumed that our Mishnah is also about Vadai, so then in a Chanami you would derive either that Chala, it doesn't have to be in order, Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Zera Amar in Mishnah Amar Seder Elataktim Chala L'Risho. It's out of order, our Mishnah is out of order, and in fact you do have to do it in order. So now the Gemara says, "Me'adalei chayala chayevet b'masrot u'masrot yivachavin b'chala." But there's a nafkamina to the order thing, and that is whatever comes earlier in the order is putter from everything else, and everything later is chayev in the earlier ones. Which means that chala should be putter truma and maaser, which is not what we said here. Right? So kol kodem el chaveru chaveru mit chayev bo. Now again, conceptually, right, that makes a lot of sense, right? Because if there is a order, they're part of the same continuum. Right, then the assumption is that the later parts of the continuum are not part of the earlier, right, are predicated in the earlier parts of the continuum. So why would we say that you're giving it all? So the Gemara says, V'tanichein, Hose Isa min ha-tevel. Right, the Braita says that if you make dough from tevel, bein shiktim chala l'truma, bein shiktim truma l'chala, whether you do truma first or you do chala first, masha asa asui, it works. Even though truma is supposed to be first, chala lo teyachal at sheyotzi alea truma, but chala shouldn't be given, it shouldn't be eaten until you are mafresh truma, and truma lo teyachal at sheyotzi alea chala. Right. So what you see here is that that sometimes an obligation which should have been done earlier, but now they both take effect simultaneously. They each are chayiv in their counterpart, and therefore, in our case, you would say that where the maaser should have been done when it was current, but it wasn't. So maybe chala is chayiv and maaser, maaser is chayiv and chala. Meaning maybe normally not, but here yes. Now I'm debating what to do. Really. You know what? Let me get to the Mishnah, and there'll be very little for tomorrow. The Gemara says, "Lama kadma rishon." Why does Maaser rishon go before chala? Chala should be first because it's called truma. So Gemara says. So now the Gemara starts to give you substantive answers, right? And this is what all the Mefarshim note. There was a bigger problem in the background. That's why I want you to see it now. Is this is all nice until you actually think about the Metziot. There's a much better reason why chala is not part of the order, and that is. Shrumot and Maaser are your chayev on the grain. Challah, you only become chayev when it is dough. Right? It's chayev at Gilgal. There's a very simple reason. Vareshei kadma lagara. And so the Gemara says, okay, fine. And this is how the Pnei Moshe understands it, right? The Pnei Moshe says that it seems like a technical answer, but I'm so convinced by what he says, right? He's saying, no, this is not a technical answer. Right? The Gemara is now telling you the real reason for all of this. He says, "Laman demer dal seder nishnei, v'had if a time of ma'ishikom na rishon lechala alo chala truma karya." He said, "I understand. Let me explain to you why. Even though normally you're supposed to do things in order, this is the right order. What is it? Even though chala is called truma, so you would say it should go first. No, because of nature, kadma rishon lechala legoren shachiva ma'izer begoren who? Because ma'izer is begoren. V'ein chiyuv chala alachar gilgal ha'isa." And challah is a chiyuv on dough, and therefore it needs to be made into dough. And that's why even so the Gemara says, okay, but once you recognize, you know, this thing that should be staring you in the face, that should be true of Maaser Sheni also. Right, because Sheni, you also give in the Goren. Right? You also give from grain, and you also give Samar Rabbi Matanya. Bidinu should dictum chala lakal. He said, listen, by rights, chala should be first because it's called truma. Lama kadma rishon. So why does Maaser rishon go first? Mipnei shekadma lagaren. Because it came first time wise, vikativ bo reshit. And Maaser rishon is also called reshit, meaning it's also something that gets to go first. But sheni, aval bishekadma lagaren, sheni, even though it does normally have in the goren, and therefore maybe often, you would give it before chala. It's not as fundamentally, ain't kativ bo reshit. Right, so the Marapulda says, he says, Bidina Ibozizam in a Tevel, Shitakim Khalukulan. Really, if you're making Isa from Tevel, Khal should come first. Right, meaning this is if you're doing it. Obviously you shouldn't, but if you're doing this, right, so then Rishon conversion by Trumat Maaser, he said it has Trumat Maaser in it. Utruya truma karya reshit, meaning maaser rishon has truma maaser in it, and therefore it has an element of reshit. Masha ain gain sheni after kadma megoren, but when it comes to maaser sheni, it might normally come first, but lo nikar reshit is not called reshit, and therefore it is not fundamentally excluded, and therefore you do have to give right. So you do have to give maaser sheni from. From the challah, we don't have much left to the, so now, right, we're at the Mishnah, but whatever, so I'll put in a little bit for tomorrow's.